Well, heading overseas now, an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire has brought relative calm to the Israel-Gaza border after 2 days of the fiercest rocket salvos and airstrikes since the 2014 war. More than a dozen people were killed inside Gaza by Israeli airstrikes, while a Palestinian working in Israel died when one of the hundreds of rockets launched by militants struck his apartment. The violence began after an Israeli undercover operation was exposed in Gaza, as Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Israeli airstrikes levelled buildings and killed 7 people inside Gaza. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says 26 were injured. Chris Gunness from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency says the bombardment was intense.
In Gaza, it feels as if an earthquake is striking. The buildings are shaking. The very ground that people are standing on is shaking.
Israel Defence Force spokesman Jonathan Conricus says the strikes hit buildings used by militant groups, including offices, tunnels, compounds and observation posts, some of which were located next to civilian buildings.
They target our civilians, we target terrorists. And we have done so very precisely based on specific detailed intelligence. We have struck more than 100 military targets in Gaza.
The IDF denies causing this latest escalation, although it began after an Israeli undercover unit was caught inside Gaza and killed 7 Palestinian militants as it escaped. An Israeli soldier was also killed.
Unfortunately, these types of operations are part of Israeli necessity due to the fact that we are surrounded by extremist organizations that don't waste any resources in order to try to target and to kill Israeli civilians.
Militant groups launched 460 rockets, a record number for a single day, and blew up an almost empty troop bus with an anti-tank missile in retaliation for the Special Forces incident. Some rockets penetrated the Israeli missile defense system and damaged homes and businesses. Dozens of people were injured, and one man was killed in the city of Ashkelon when a rocket hit his bedroom. Ricky Angel lives nearby and was woken by the air raid sirens.
You know, you're not awake, you don't know where to escape, you think you are still in a dream, so that's like really, really scary.
Like many residents, she's frustrated that the long-running conflict over Gaza hasn't been resolved.
I believe that this war is like an open wound, and that my prime minister is just taking plasters and keep putting plasters on an open wound, you know. But there is no solution, you know, there is no big solution.
Israel's security cabinet spent 7 hours deliberating before instructing the defense force to only continue operations as needed, indicating it doesn't want to escalate its engagement in Gaza. Palestinian factions released a statement saying Egypt had brokered a ceasefire, which they would accept as long as Israel stopped its bombardment. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek, reporting for The World Today.